This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's summertime.
Okay. Celebrate the independence of the United States of America, making it, at least at the time when we declared our independence, we really were free. I'm not sure I think that that's the case anymore. Unfortunately or fortunately, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a farmer yesterday about all the things that we have to go through. And I don't mean to make this a B-I-T-C-H session, because we have so much to be thankful for. But we also have a lot of things that are distressing and in the way of us enjoying life, right? Things that just are dumb. By any stretch of any measure of imagination, things that we're required to do. And how many of you think about the government first before you do anything? What's the government going to say? What can we do? You know, what do we have? Is it legal? The whole business of fireworks and how that has in
my neighbors didn't get the memo last night.
No, really?
Most neighbors don't.
Right.
It's the unofficial look the other way day. I kind of want to go outside and scream. You know, some people still have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
It would be more tolerable if it was held to just Independence Day, the actual day celebration. But it is the whole week leading up to it. Is the week after.
Careful of your dogs. It affects dogs more than anything else. Dogs. Don't have any dogs around when that's going on. You should have, if you do fireworks and you don't protect your dog, somebody should come take the dog away from you. That's how strong I feel.
At my house with my dad this weekend, and he's got sweet little Lindy, and there are neighbors just blowing fireworks off, and boy, she'd hightail it inside real fast. She's like, I'm getting out.
Which side of the house, the left side or the right side? As you look at it, well, I'm wondering which of the neighbors.
Oh, I don't know. Because we were in the backyard, so it was obviously in front of
up
the house.
Up on the hill?
Oh, yeah, in front. Yes. I just don't know which direction they were coming from. But
I'm just visualizing the backyard, the swimming pool, that little area where you have the cookout stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then thinking, well, it seems to me there's a house up on the hill above it.
There is, yeah.
And it's a busy neighborhood. All right, so we have something going on that's new, and I'm going to explain as we go along. From time to time, there is an opportunity for you right now to win two free nights in Las Vegas.
What?
All you have to do. Yeah, of course. Well, you go all the time. You can tell people about what's going on. What's the nightlife like? What's life like in Las Vegas? When you go there, how do you spend your time, Jennifer? What do you do?
Well, to be fair, I haven't been to Vegas in a couple of years, so I'm sure there's probably like 25 new hotels. But I'm not a huge gambler because I see all my money in shoes going away. Mm-hmm. So I spend very little time gambling. A little bit in the front of the slot machines, but not a ton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one of my best tips when you go to Vegas is, and it sounds so stupid, but they have the high roller, which is that slow-moving Ferris wheel like the London Eye.
Yes.
If you do that at sunset, you get the most incredible view of the Bellagio fountain show. It goes very slow. I like the cocktail car so you can just, you know, get your drink and you can sit up there and you can watch the world go by.
Get sloshed.
It's so nice. It's so fun. So that's one thing that I like. For nightlife, I do not know to go to nightclubs, but I do like Gilly's, the country bar on the strip. That's fun.
Yeah.
You know,
there are lots of different things for almost anybody.
People do that's way cooler than what I do. But
Jay, I wouldn't say. I mean, it doesn't have to be. Wait,
all the
shows are fun things. Yeah, lots of things. Jay, have you been to Vegas recently?
I have. Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff to do. It's just there's always there's such good food. I think my favorite thing is going to the restaurants to eat.
Yeah, there's great restaurants. Yeah.
Okay, so here you go. Win two free nights in Vegas. All you have to do is call 800-419-DOUG. Right now, call them. Somebody will actually talk to you, a live human being, is on the other end of the phone, 800-419-3684. Call that number, and you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. That's all you have to do is call that number. Nothing, it's the easiest thing in the world. Not even a contest you'll get by calling that number, two free nights in Vegas. Bingo. 800-419-3684. It's a fabulous way for you to have a fabulous time. And you don't have to be caller 29 or any of that other stuff. 800-419-DOUG now, and you win a couple of nights in Vegas. How about that, apples?
It's a giveaway. Isn't that awesome?
Yep, it sure is. All right. Now, let's deal with some facts, shall we, Jennifer? I know Jennifer is going to be happy to talk about the impeachment process. I think the latest to jump on this bandwagon is presidential candidate Nikki Haley, who over the weekend has talked about oversight. Excuse me, I have a little bit of the usual here. Forgive me for having whatever. I'd like to impeach whoever is in charge of allergies. Wait, who do we, I want to do, let's do that. Then get further than having to impeach Joe Biden. Are we ever going to live through a presidency where somebody doesn't suggest that we probe into, in this circumstance, Biden's son has made him look foolish, whether he's involved in it or not. Not so much agreement on that, but Biden and his son is up to his ears and stuff, got a slap on the wrist, and so does that mean we should impeach Biden? I don't.
My answer is going to surprise you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I actually would like to impeach Biden for the things, if the things turn out to be true, that he's selling influence to the United States. But I don't know how helpful tying up an impeachment trial is right before the election year. If it were up to me, I'd let the election play out, make sure that the American people know why Republicans are looking at impeaching him, because there's a lot of evidence.
Yeah.
And make sure you're messaging that. Give the people the chance to decide. And then, in his final months, impeach him so it's on his record if he did sell out the United States, because that is a terrible crime. You should not be a president who's selling out the country that you represent. But I just don't know how helpful it is at this moment, because it ties up everybody, and I don't know.
It's not helpful. Not helpful. You can't get rid of the problems. The problem is electing people that aren't qualified to be president or should not be president for whatever reason you want to come up with. So there, you know, the giveaways, though, I've not remembered, and probably if I really thought about it, I could find times in our history when there's been more socialism. Biden, I thought Biden was pretty even-handed and wasn't as much of a giveaway artist, and maybe this is just him not really running the country, other people running the country. This plan to aid students who have debt was a bad plan to begin with. The Supreme Court.
Not constitutional.
Look,
I'm no constitutional scholar, but you know, like from the very beginning, that Congress holds the power of the purse, right? And so to have a president just say, I'm going to buy out your student loan debt in an effort to.
Well, what does he do for everybody else?
Right. And what about the people who worked hard like you to put your kids through college?
Yeah.
You don't get a receipt for that.
No. And I don't even remember whether there's a tax deduction attached to it. I guess there was, to a point. But that's not the point. This is the whole ruling, and if you understand the whys and wherefores, I don't know if it's important to get into the weeds of why we can do this or why we can't. Biden says this is legally sound. Obviously, the Supreme Court didn't agree with that. But then you have the Secretary of Education initiating a new rulemaking process. There will be an alternative path so they can get around whatever the Supreme Court found was the, and I don't know, remember the new one. Remember, they don't rule really on the general issue. They'll take one little piece, whatever it is that's been brought to their attention, and rule on that. Does the president have the authority under the law to do this? The answer is no. He does not. have the ability to do it. So they're going to come up with some other cockamamie deal to more divide us.
The cockamamie idea, according to reports, like you know how they say an unnamed source at the White House said that this was something Kamala Harris was really pushing for in the run up to the election because everybody was nervous they were going to get shellacked. So they cooked
Kamala Harris, the worst vice president in the history of the United States. Is that the Kamala Harris you're talking about?
So one of two things is happening. Either that's true,
That she's the worst vice president in the history of the country.
But no. Yeah. That she came up with the idea and everything's fine. Or somebody in the White House is trying to scapegoat her to try to get her out, perhaps.
Well, they want to get rid of her anyway, with good reason. She's you know how Jay likes to pat me on the back when I come up with something that sticks? And there's nothing that goes further back into my mind than the time when I was first on KABC. She was just getting started. And I interviewed her, and I thought she was the most self-serving, immodest person that I had met. And she was probably in her, early 30s then? Well, how old is she now? 60-something. So
if that,
how many years ago was when I was on KBC in the mid-90s? So, good heavens. All right, now, talking about the Supreme Court, the discrimination, the business about this woman who is a Christian, I don't even get why this got this far. So she got her own business. She has a right to do business with whomever. We had this cake thing.
Thank
wasn't there a
that's
cake
exactly
thing?
Exactly right.
A couple of years ago. Yeah, the cake thing?
Do this with the wedding cake.
Yeah, right. So, okay, you don't want to do business with them. You want to be a mug?
Here's what's kind of silly. I mean, the reason that they're I think, had to do it again is that the state of Colorado has this law that says that you cannot discriminate against people for any reason based on, you know, sex or color or whatever. Okay, so that's fine. But now you're discriminating against religious people who say they don't want to do this kind of stuff. Does it get over?
Well, either that or you're discriminating against bigots.
I've always said, if I'm a gay person and I want to buy a wedding cake and someone doesn't want to make me a cake, why would I force that?
Great question.
Why would that person spitting in the cake? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't I want to take my money someplace where somebody does want to serve me?
Yeah, how do you know they're going
to
put worms
that business
in the cake? Yeah.
And as anybody who
I just don't understand that.
Yeah, as an advocate for it, you wouldn't want to support those businesses either. Let them be known.
Uh-huh. Well, everything has to be open for everybody, and that's just not the way it ought to be, frankly. You do business with whom you want, and don't do business with people you don't want. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Today's hybrids and EVs are bigger and more powerful, so you need a good all-year-round tire made specifically for your hybrid or EV. I asked Bridgestone's Will Robbins what tire he recommends and why.
What we saw was that there was no true, what I call traditional grand touring all-season type product dedicated for electric vehicles. There were some things that were close, but a lot of them really are more like performance type tires, and these vehicles have incredible levels of performance, so that's not a bad place to start. But you give up things like winter traction, especially, and still tread wear. So we looked at those opportunities, and that's really where the Transit EV was born, around the desire to have a 50,000-mile tread wear warranty as tested and confirmed on, in our case, Tesla Model 3. So you can imagine the logistics of doing a long wear test like that on an electric vehicle. But we did it. And then also all of the all-season traction. So the winter, the wet, the dry capability combined with quite comfortable ride.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend Your Life. 23 at the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. I noticed that everybody's friend, Elon Musk, has announced that there's going to be a cap on the number of tweets Twitter users can read. What about displaying? What is the point of this? Is anybody, he's the owner, so I guess he can do what he wants. I wonder what the reasoning is.
I thought you would really like this because he said he wanted people to get outside.
Yeah, don't spend so much time.
Okay, so you can't take an iPhone with you outside to sit around the swimming pool and go back and forth with tweets?
Well, his point was, he capped it for Twitter Blue at 6,000 tweets. Hmm. I mean, it's like, if you're doing more than that, your head's going to explode anyway. I don't know.
How about we do
this is also a push for Twitter Blue, because if you do not have, if you don't have it, it's 600 posts?
Yes, which is low, yeah.
Well, the other side of it is, how about we do an educational focus on what happens to people who spend so much time. There's a reason. Maybe he's just saying, okay, we don't want people to spend that much time. But why? What does it do for you? What is the physical reality of people who sit around on their fat arse all day long doing this stuff or walking into traffic reading whatever is so important on their device, or what it does to the mush in your brain, or what it does because people aren't exercising and the generation of wimps that's coming along. I can go on and on about this. There's lots of different things that would seem to me educationally could come out of, okay, let's not have people spending so much time, and here are the reasons why. What can you do with your time? What's better use of your time?
That's a good point. Yeah, well, and also maybe with the limit on tweets that you can read, you don't get to pick which tweets you are reading. Twitter tells you which tweets they're going to show to you to read. And that is not even just people that you are following. They give suggested profiles and suggested tweets all the time. The majority of the news feed isn't even, it's not even anybody that the account I use follows.
Really?
Like, Jen, I have to search your name. You're probably the one that, because I use Good Day on Air,
mm-hmm.
And Jen, you're probably the one I interact with the most, and I have to search your name to see any of your tweets. They do not show up in the news.
Isn't that funny? Well, also, I have conservative stink on me, so they probably, like, have buried me in the algorithm.
Really?
But see, I thought once you were verified that it kind of brought you out of it. Yeah.
I know. You would think.
You have conservative stink on you? Is that what...
That's what I always tell people. I have conservative stink on me.
Conservative
because
stink.
It depends on the platform. Like, for Twitter, Twitter is where I do most of my political stuff. And then, you know, I don't know. I'm just terrible at social media. I'm not consistent. So I get buried. It's very simple.
All right. On the Good Day Show website, our social media, you'll see a promo for tomorrow because Jennifer will be sleeping. But Jay and I will be here on the Good Day program so that we can do the regalia stuff. We'll have a lot of patriotic music, some stories, and so every time we do something like this, there's somebody who responded to something, and I don't even know what this guy, whenever somebody writes, like this is Brett Kippelstein, who says it's a little too left-leaning for our sensibilities. Jay, do you know what that was all about? What was that supposed
what
to
was it on?
Responding? I don't know. I just see on the Good Day Show website the picture of me and Good Day Networks and yada, yada, yada. And so is this guy referencing all the things that we
program?
Do or too left? I don't know.
Left-leaning? Have you listened to the program? But again, I mean, it's one of those things that, because we have asked before, where do you think we lie in terms of politics? And most people identify Jen as right.
Yeah.
Doug, most people have said you are a little bit left or libertarian. And then for me, people who are on the right say I'm far left. People who are on the left say I'm an extreme right. It's incredible what perception is.
Well, so that's good because you confuse people a little bit, which is appropriate. We ought to all be able to think for ourselves and not be labeled. Thank you very much. Hello to Donna. This is.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Parts of the United States are at risk for severe weather today. The National Weather Service issued hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Heavy rain flooded the streets in Chicago and areas of Kentucky on Sunday. Thunderstorms may develop across the mid-Atlantic region and portions of the northern Great Plains today. Meantime, excessive heat warnings are in effect across the South, where temperatures could approach 110 degrees in some places. Baltimore police say they believe more than one gunman was involved in a shooting that killed two people and wounded 28 others at a neighborhood block party in Charm City. Speaking at a news conference, Acting Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley confirmed that an 18-year-old female and a 20-year-old male were killed.
Currently, we're still at 30 victims. Ages range from 13 to 32.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her. Whenever it starts and it's magic, if the music is grooving, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's just that music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen, and it'll start with a smile, but then it's wipe off your face, no matter how.
You believe in magic? I remember. There's a disc jockey when I was working in one of the stations in Boston. He called himself the Magic Christian. He had a great voice. He had one of those. There were a lot of them then. There are only a few of them now who are really good, who could say something in 14 seconds. Those guys could get it down. There are a few that are. The guy named J-Bo Jones, his real name is Jim Dunn, who's been a New England jock for a long time. He's done Sirius 70s channel as well now, besides doing a local shift here. And he can get into a story and tell it as well as anybody I've heard for a long time. And that's the kind of stuff we sort of, as broadcasters, we, whether listeners understand what's really going on or not, remains to be seen. But it just is kind of neat to, as somebody who's been in the business doing it for a long time, even when I was playing music, I always had a hard time hitting the post because I always wanted to talk.
Not to
sound
like you at all.
No. The program director used to come in and tell me to shut the F up and play the music. So it was exciting. Yes, it's all about excitement. Everything's just about ready. Big players this week working through all of the things, schmoozing with each other. Maybe you have a beer or you're having fun. You're out in the boat. But still keep in mind what we're really all about here. It's Independence Day week. So calculate some time at least to talk about the pivotal times in our country's history that we ought to know more about. It's kind of shameful what little people know about the history, the real history of the country, the entanglements, things that took place so that we could be happy and live happily ever after. Or at least for a while, anyway. Who knows? Everybody's always messing. The human condition is we got to mess around with things. We got to change them. We have to bring them up to date or whatever it is. And I'm not sure. And I think all of that is necessary or cool. Here's some good news from Texas. Teenager there that went missing 8 years ago. How about this? Think about this for a second, and what would happen in your family if somebody just went missing 8 years ago and then turned up alive?
Oh, that's 20, a miracle.
He's 25 years old now, and what happened, it still kind of remains a mystery. The Texas Center for Missing Children said that Rudy Farias of Houston, subject of a nationwide, what do they call them, Amber Alert?
Mm-hmm.
Has been located safely and is recovering in a hospital.
Where the heck was he?
He was walking two dogs near his home in March of 2015. One dog returned home, the other one didn't, and he didn't. He was 18 then and just gone in the wind. A family member said that he was depressed as a youngster. He lost an older brother in a motorcycle accident, so he... And he had a friend that died also. And so he was depressed. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the police didn't suspect foul play, but friends and family thought, well, what the heck? This isn't like this guy to just disappear. And you know what? There still isn't. He hasn't talked enough to tell anybody where he was.
Oh, my gosh.
He just showed up.
That
so
is
imagine.
So creepy. Then I feel like it's like the aliens have taken him, you know?
Yeah.
I might have went to a cult. Did he find...
A cult?
A way to... Because I feel like a lot of times when it comes to the stereotypical cults, they feed off of people who are depressed or feeling lonely or have lost a lot and are looking to be a part of something. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the story of a fellow who read that story. And he relates, in 1950, my brother, who was 15 at the time, told me he was leaving and to tell our parents not to worry. He was going off to work in another state. This guy never saw his brother again until he ran into him 40 years later when he was fishing in a tournament in another state. And the brother showed up. He recognized him. They talked a little bit. And then they went their separate ways. It was like it was a different world, a different person. It's just sad when you think about it that way. But is that us interpreting what somebody else... Maybe this is what made him happy, much as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Everyone has different family dynamics.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Sometimes just because you're blood, it doesn't necessarily make you family.
Nope, that's right. Some people can't stand the people in their family. And sometimes, again, like I have a family on the farm. I have a family on the radio. You are all my family. Jennifer, and Jay, James, all of us are part of the same family, and it's a good feeling. It's a warm feeling. It's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling.
It is.
Study out today on people who are angry. Ah, yes.
Yeah.
We love those people. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. People prone to be angry are, quote, more likely to believe in conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't find myself angry, but, you know, I do love a good conspiracy theory.
Well, I think that this is a way to try to find a way to
diminish people's
questions. Yeah, to push these people off to the side.
Well, you sounded like me now. There you go.
No, I've sounded like you. You sound like me.
Okay, fine.
I was the one who started all this. It wasn't you. It was me.
You sound angry.
Anyway, okay, Jennifer. Thank you very much. I think this is a report published in Out Today in the Journal of Research in Personality shows that researchers have suggested individuals who are more susceptible to anger are more susceptible to conspiracy beliefs. Why? Why would that be? I don't see how the dots are connected here. You know, then they use as an example what happened at the start of the COVID pandemic and whether there were... Listen, I went on the air, I think, the first or second day and said it was the Wuhan, the laboratory in Wuhan, and that they let the stuff out. They didn't do it directly or purposely in their own country, but they were going to send it somewhere else. And then... You know, other things that are related to this sort of thing, the idea that we were just talking about some kid maybe is abducted. There are more and more, more and more, and more and more reasons to believe in UFOs, to believe in ESP, to believe in things. But because conventional wisdom, the government is so powerful, and the news media is so powerful, it doesn't want you to know and or believe. And you could say, well, that sounds like a conspiracy theory in and of itself, and maybe it is. I don't trust most of the news media. I don't trust the government, frankly. I have never in my life, really. I started out as a kid as a libertarian. And so those of you who are trying to buttonhole me, there's a difference between libertarian, even though the real word liber means free. I believe I am a free thinker. And I don't like the liber assigned to liberal because it doesn't work any more than conservative really works for people who are right of center. You have to buttonhole them. It just isn't. That's not the way the words work. But we've taken words even and twisted them and turned them around and phrases to fit our own desire to try to... keep people in their place, if you will. And that makes me, I don't know if it's angry. People, I'm mad at you. Well, mad has a whole different connotation than anger. And maybe even anger is you're concerned or you're upset or whatever. I don't know, whatever it is. But I do know that these people are trying to convince us that anger is connected to conspiracy beliefs. I know a lot of people, I would be offended, frankly. I don't think I'm angry. I think I have my moments.
Passionate.
Yeah, right. And so if this is the way it is, this is yet another sales job for me, another hose job, to try to convince me that I'm wrong and everybody else is right. Anybody who's normal, that doesn't get angry all the time, is certainly not going to believe in conspiracies. Bourgeois.
But also, anger is a secondary emotion. It's not primary. It's typically an emotion that either follows or is used to cover up other emotions like fear or sadness.
Yeah.
Because
mostly fear.
Yeah.
Mostly it's fear. Yeah.
Because
mostly
anger is easier.
Yeah. Sure is. All right. Here's something to make you happy. A father who drives 1,000 miles after his wife and his children couldn't get into... Well, I guess they get into Disney, but they couldn't get out of there. The flight was canceled.
Oh, the flight. So. I thought you meant like they were locked in Disney jail or something.
No. So he drove down from New Jersey to Disney to pick them up. His name is Nathan Montez. Dropped his wife and two children at the airport to begin their trip to Disney World. United canceled their flights to Florida, and so he got a car and he drove them down there. I thought that was kind of cool, right?
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Is that great parenting?
Well, it's pretty nice, I think. Yeah.
But also think about the memories that they made in that car ride.
Just that road trip
down to Disney, yes.
Other names in the news today. Tyler West, flipping through his fiancée's baby book. Mr. West saw a photograph of his mother. His mother, a registered nurse, helped to deliver the woman that he's going to marry. How do you like that? For, what do we call that? Synchronicity?
A full circle moment, man.
Yeah, right. His wife's name is Kelsey. They're from Clearfield, Utah. They're looking at the pictures, and there's the mother helping to deliver the baby. And how does that, how often do you think something like that would happen?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool, right?
They need to go play the lottery.
Yeah, right. All right, another name in the news today, Magnolia Woodhead. Uh-oh, here we go again. Another shark attack. This one over the weekend in Cocoa Beach, Florida. 12-year-old girl injured while swimming south of the pier. She was attacked by a shark. How many of these damn things have we had in the past 2-3 weeks? Every day there's an alligator or a shark that's coming out of the water to get your leg, to get your arm, to get your head, whatever it can get.
Now, is that a conspiracy theory?
Well, right? Yeah. Maybe.
Are there actually more? Does it just seem like more because it's just that time of the year when it picks up again? You know what I mean?
Husband picks up this 12-year-old girl. The blood is drizzling out of the veins in her leg. And this is, she went to the hospital, got 50 stitches. Imagine that, but she's lucky. The shark did bite her twice, didn't take her whole leg off. God love her. At 48 after the hour here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years. You and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really. You know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss, and healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Dougie at free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer.
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. It's July the 3rd, Monday. That's time for Tommy the K from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and all the other ancillary ways you can find answers to your questions. But the best way is to send one here if you're a listener, because I'm guessing some of the people that listen to you on the weekend, Tommy, listen to this program and vice versa. At least
of
that's
course,
the
because
they whole
have
excellent,
idea. Excellent, so
excellent taste.
Excellent taste, that's right.
And here's an example of that. Marietta says she has an asphalt driveway full of ruts and holes. That's because you had the wrong people do your driveway, Marietta. Or maybe it was like that when you bought it in. So resurfacing. Now, I'm going through this right now with my driveway.
Yep.
I had, when I first moved into this house, let's see, what's 8 years ago, I had the driveway was a mess, and I had the fellas come in and patch where it was messy, and then oil it and stone it. And that was less expensive. It's lasted this long. The only drawback was the stones got all over the lawn every winter when the plows came in.
Right.
So apparently there's a new way of doing that, Tommy. You've probably researched it, whether that's right for this lady or not. What do you advise?
Well, when she says she has a driveway that's full of ruts and holes, to me that sounds like the structure of the driveway has failed. And you can't resurface over a bad structure. And by structure, I mean when you do a driveway and you do it the right way, you put a lot of gravel down first, and you compact the gravel.
Roll it.
Very heavy machines to compact that gravel. And when it's done, that gravel is almost as tight as a roadway. You know, you can drive over it, and it would still be really tight. And then on top of that is what you put the asphalt. And then when you put the asphalt in, you can choose different types of grit, so to speak, in the asphalt, which I think is what you're referring to. And a lot of people want it to be very smooth and shiny looking, but the problem is that that's a very sandy grout, sandy asphalt, and that's not very strong. So you want sort of a medium grade aggregate in there so that it will really stand up. So I think if you have a driveway where the base is that shot, it is not possible for you simply to resurface it. I would take it out, Marietta, and start from new.
And one of the things about that business, Alibaba and the 40 thieves thrive in the asphalt business.
That's true. Well, there's a lot of money. Especially the sealing business. You know, these guys go, I have extra sealer left over from a job.
Yeah,
well,
right.
That means that you're not very good at determining how much material.
No, it means you screwed the last customer. That you
yeah, right. It's
you
short
put it all down. Yeah, right. Be careful of all those people. All right, let's see what's going on. The Money Pit Podcast. You always have great things. What's on the next episode?
We talk about chilling on a budget in these hot days of summer. Freeways to cool your home. We kind of run through all the low-cost to no-cost ways to stay cool and comfortable in your home. You know, tips like making sure you have window coverings on the south side of your house, making sure if you have an air conditioning compressor that it is properly shaded. If you're going to run heat generating appliances like dryers or ovens, run them in the evening, you know, when you're not having to pay for more air conditioning to balance that out. So we walk you through those low cost to no cost ways. We talk about ways to paint smarter and not harder. Have you used these high efficiency airless paint sprayers, Doug?
Yes, I bought one. I just bought one to use to paint some of the equipment on the farm.
Yep.
And you can use it on the house too if you just tape up all the windows and make sure they're sealed.
Yeah.
Right? You get underneath you get into places that you might not be able to get into with a brush, I think, can't you?
That's right. You know what it's great for? Fencing and things like that or furniture. And when you're trying to, and the idea of these being airless means they have about 50% less overspray than the old kind, which used to get it all over the stinking place.
Right.
You know,
right?
Sloppy, but still efficient.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, you want to protect the property as much as anything else. All right. So now we have the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Then you have the Money Pit newsletter. I don't know how you come up with all this content. But you always have things. Sometimes you share them, I guess, don't you, from one venue to another? Or
everything? We do. I mean, look, we've been doing this for many, 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 many years. And fortunately, our content is not does not change with the dates. You know, it changes with the season. Not like news, but changes with the season. So we have content that we refresh and content that's popular. We keep doing it over and over again because people want to hear it.
Safe house plans for pet lovers. That looks something that would be important because the pet's going to chew around on most anything, and some stuff they get into is not good.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we have a lot of data there on the plants that are poisonous to pets, like Diffenbachia and aloe. Aloe you think of as a really lovely houseplant, but it's bad for pets. And philodendrons is bad for pets. And the snake plant, which is a very popular type of plant, see that all over the
place. Who would buy a snake, anything called a snake plant?
Yeah, I know. It's got a weird name, but it's kind of a cool, beautiful plant.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's like a snake, does it?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. But check it out, moneypit.com/newsletter, moneypit.com/everything. Just go to the Money Pit and you'll learn how the world works. Tom Kreidler with Doug Steffen now on the Good Day program. It's 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.